Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Myself and Nita were talking about this yesterday because Tinder is 10 years old. It's a lot of luck. A lot of luck involved if you are to be in a successful relationship from Tinder. A lot of luck. So I think I have on the line probably the luckiest couple ever. Clodagh and Brady are on the line and will explain why. Good morning. How are you guys?
Morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. It's nice to hear your voices loud and clear. Brady, can you tell me where you're from originally and where you were living in 2019, first of all?
Yeah, so I'm from kind of up by the US-Canada border in a little place called Ohio. And then I joined the Navy. And then in 2019, I was stationed with 1st Battalion, 3rd Marines in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. So you were living in Hawaii in 2019. And Clodagh, where are you from?
I'm from Dingle, born and bred here, yeah. So lived here my whole life kind of thing.
Okay. So now this is where it gets interesting. Clodagh, how does a girl from Dingle start speaking with a boy living in Hawaii?
So what happened was I remember the week I was actually sent home from work because I was sick and I was very bored. So I was like, I'll download Tinder for the crack, you know, just have something to do. I always used to download it and delete it. I didn't like it very much. Mm-hmm. So Brady was on a day trip. He was in Dublin for 10 days. He decided to go on holiday to Dublin for 10 days.
Weird.
And
okay.
He booked a trip to the Cliffs of Moher in County Clare. And we must have been, for the sake of like maybe an hour or so, in the same radius as each other or whatever, because I was in Dingle, so like, as you said, like 100 miles or something like that. And we ended up matching, yeah.
So you were in the same radius on Tinder for an hour, and at that particular moment in time, you matched, you started talking, and the rest is history, as they say. So it's crazy. Everything just kind of aligned for you guys and just solidifies the fact that there is a lot of luck involved when you're on Tinder. But what was it about each other that interested you? I mean, can we start with you, Clodagh? What was it about Brady? Go on.
So at the start, I actually didn't mean to swipe right on him because his pictures were really blurry. And I was like, I can't really make out who he is, but I did by accident. And then he sent me a meme, you know, from the US show, The Office.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. And I just thought it was really funny. So I was like, I'll entertain him for 2 seconds. And I sent one back. And then I didn't really reply. And then he asked, could he add me on Instagram? And I was like, okay, no worries. So he added me. And then we just kind of started chatting from there for the first couple of weeks. We didn't chat too much, but it was just, I think it was just, he was so funny. And when I seen his actual Instagram, he's a very gorgeous boy, very handsome. So.
Okay, well said. Yeah. And Brady, do you often send American Office memes to girls that you're into?
No.
Lies.
No, normally I wouldn't even really talk to anyone on it. But then, I don't know. I just kind of persisted with Clodagh. She like it just was really pretty, and then I was just like, "Oh, what do you got to lose?" kind of thing. So then I just kept bothering her until she talked to me.
Not in
so
a weird way Brady. Don't make
me. Well, it's not weird now because you're together. But okay, so that's
very nice about it.
Worked out.
It definitely worked out. But okay, so you're talking back and forth. Obviously, this is going to be a long distance thing. You don't live in the same place. When did you finally meet?
It was like November of 2019.
Okay.
She finally flew to Oahu. Mm-hmm. And then she was there for about 3 weeks. Well, she's supposed to be there for a week and a half. She ended up staying longer. And then she left after the 3 weeks. And then a couple weeks later, I flew back to Ireland to see her. And then I was there for like maybe a week, something like that. And then we weren't going to see each other then for like 4-ish, 5-ish months. Because I had work things to do. And then I flew her to Florida where my parents live now. And so she came over there for the couple weeks. And then she flew back. And then we didn't see each other for 7 months because my deployment ended up getting extended. And then I, right when I got back, I was in Hawaii for 10 days. And I, at that 10th day, I bought a ticket to Dublin and just went right back to Ireland. And I've been pretty much here ever since that.
Oh, we can't get rid of you now. That's it now. That's it. You're here to stay. Okay, so there must have been a point on that holiday in Hawaii you thought, this is the one, because you guys are quite persistent and committed to the seeing each other and traveling, and that costs money and takes time off work, and there's a lot of prep involved. So, Clodagh, what was it when you went over? I mean, did you know instantly that he was the one? Did you know?
Yeah.
Okay, God love you.
Yeah, I know it's awful and I hate saying it, but honestly, the minute I seen him at the airport, like his he was so nervous, and it just felt like I can't even describe it. Like, we always say we wish we could go back to that moment just for a couple of seconds because it was so special. But when I went down, I wouldn't leave the place for you, like, leave the airplane. I was like, I was just standing there, like, I can't go down and meet this boy. Like, what if it's, like, we'd really been, like, best friends for 3 months. We FaceTimed all the time. Like, you know, we actually got a chance to really, really know each other before we met, which is really special. But it, yeah, when I met him at the airport, it was just, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, it's him.
How was that flight over? I mean, you haven't been face to face with this guy. You've been chatting for 3 months. You're about to spend, you know, a week and a half with him. That turned into 3 weeks. What was that? I mean, did you hit the bar? You know, did you have a million gin and tonics? How did you calm those nerves?
I wish. Oh my gosh. When I was getting on the flight, I was with Aer Lingus, and luckily my dad knew one of the people that was on the flight. So he just said, look, she's going to be a nervous wreck. I'm a terrible flyer. Like, Brady has some horrendous stories about me on planes scaring people.
Oh, God.
But anyways, yeah, so yeah, I was so nervous. I got on the plane and I just bawled my eyes out. And they were so lovely to me. Like, I can't even describe how much they all put me, like, all of them put me at ease. Like, they were checking on me every 2 seconds, like, making sure I was okay. And so that was great. That was a 10-hour flight from Dublin to San Francisco. And then when I got to San Francisco, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't go back now. Like, I can't. So I was in San Francisco airport. The Hawaii flight was the most horrendous experience of my life just because of the turbulence. Brady was out of my head from the Hawaii flight. Like,
you're just, how am I going to survive this?
I was like, we're not making it to Hawaii. I was like, you know, dad and my sister are going to see something and I'm in the ocean somewhere. Like, it was awful. But I made it.
So you had that to contend with.
When I landed.
Oh, you were angry with them for making you do that distance.
Yeah.
Oh, my days. I mean, so not only do you have the nerves to contend with the fact that you haven't seen this guy, you're going all the way across the other side of the world, but you're a terrible flyer on top of that.
Awful flyer. Like, awful flyer. I'd say
probably the worst. Not even.
But Brady, has she got any better? She's done so much of it since she's met you.
Do not bring up Jamaica, Brady. Do not do it.
How bad does it get, Brady, with her?
Oh, it gets real bad. We were flying back from Jamaica, and she, like, there was like a bolt of lightning, and she shouted to the whole plane, "We're gonna die!" And I had to like get her to calm down. There was two kids started crying behind us, and their mom
Brady,
had to be like, "She's not. It's not. We're not gonna die."
That's like something like, from Airplane, the movie. It's like something from, "Oh, we're gonna die." No, we're not. It's fine. It's just bad weather.
Very bad flyer.
You need, I mean, I know a lot of people like that as well, and it's no fun flying with you, Clodagh. It's no fun flying with people.
And I can't even have a drink because I'd be too scared to not be in control, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, my dear. So how long are you guys together?
We're together 3 years now,
You're together 3 years. Brady, do you live here now?
Yeah. I moved here in December of 2020.
2020?
I think that's right.
Okay. You have some big news. Congratulations on your son, Jamie.
Thank you.
He's a
little stud.
He's a little legend. Tell me about Jamie. How old? And when did you find all that out? What, like, tell me about Jamie.
He's 13
well,
months
he's,
old.
Well, he's one now. And then we found out about him and pretty much actually after that Jamaica trip in November or October of 2020 Clodagh was pregnant. And then we were kind of deciding where to live, and America was way too expensive, so we chose here.
Came back home.
How does Dingle compare to Hawaii and Florida?
The only thing that it doesn't match it on is like the perfect weather Hawaii has, but Dingle is probably the coolest place I've ever lived.
You can stay.
In terms of, yeah.
You can stay. It is
in
very
in terms
cool.
of just, like, the culture and, like, no one really cares about, like, you know, in America it's really work. And here it's very like, oh, let's just go to the pub. Like, we can do this tomorrow. Go to the pub.
And we do
go out to eat, go to the ocean, go do all this stuff. So it's really, really cool.
Nice lifestyle. And we do things that is sometimes unheard of in America. Like, we give you days off. Work. You get time off.
And paternity leave and stuff like that.
Isn't that crazy? Oh, we're mad over here. So what's the plan for the future, lads? Clodagh, what do you see happening in the future?
I'd say just chilling with the two of them. We love traveling, so we've got a good few travels coming up now. We've been saving all summer kind of thing.
God love you, Brady, getting on a plane with her.
I honestly don't know why I do it. Like, it's so bittersweet. I love travel but hate the flight. If I could get a ferry to anywhere, I would. I can tell you that much right now.
I need to get some help with that to make it a little bit more enjoyable for the family. Well, listen, Clodagh and Brady, it's do you know how lucky you guys are? In the grand scheme of things.
We're very lucky.
Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of, like, it's all surreal, but yeah.
Yeah, it's mad how it happened. Just being in the right place at the right time for that particular hour and your whole life's changed. It's a gorgeous story. Congrats on the little one again. Thanks so much for coming on the show. And good luck with the horrific flying experiences that you put yourself through. Hopefully they'll get better. Maybe get some help for that. Maybe get hypnotized or something.
Look into it.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely day, okay? Enjoy Dingo.
All right, you too.
Bye, guys. Bye. There we go. That was Clodagh O'Sullivan and Brady Elliott, who luckily matched on Tinder, even though they lived 7,000 miles apart and are now together and living in Dingo, living their best lives with a 13-month-old son, Jamie. Just gorgeous.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.